The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one other than a strong man, no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, once people start to learn about their faith and start to study the scriptures, it's not long before they begin to ask about this line, "Whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven." What does that mean? Remember once upon a time in a parish assignment, several years ago, a very angry man called up on the phone and he said, "I'm angry with God." And he said, "Tell me how to commit the unforgivable sin." I thought, God forgave every sin. What does that mean? That whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. Well, to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is not to utter some choice blasphemous words. Rather, it's the refusal to accept what the Holy Spirit offers. Now, I mentioned this before. Sin exists in the will. It's not an emotion, it's not a feeling. You'd be amazed how many people come into confession and they tell you all about their feelings and their emotions that they're feeling. Those are not sins. Why? Because a sin must be a free choice, and an emotion and a feeling is not a free choice. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who enlightens the mind to know what's good and strengthens the will to act. And that's why the Holy Spirit is the one that enables us to continue in righteousness. The sin against the Holy Spirit is when we don't even want to know what's right, and you won't even try to do it. Why is that unforgivable? Because what's shut out is the possibility of forgiveness itself. Because to be forgiven is to know that you've done something wrong, to be aware of it, and to choose to change. That's the very thing that's shut out. That's why it can't be forgiven. Because forgiveness itself is what's shut out. Now, this is what we call hardness of heart. If it continues until death, the only possible consequence is damnation. Now, frightfully, this is very, very common. You know it as well as I do. What God calls sin, many, many people insist on calling good, and they're not the slightest bit sorry for it. In fact, they're even proud of it, aren't they? So much of our entertainment is based on this. So much of our political discourse is based on this. Now, when you choose to shut out God, God will not stop trying to break through. One of my favorite images for this comes from the Old Testament. It's the story of the golden calf. Remember the story of the golden calf? And Moses comes down the mountain with the newly minted Ten Commandments, and only to discover that all the people have turned away from God and they made a golden calf to become their new God. What did God do with the golden calf? He smashed it to bits. He ground it down into a fine powder. The fact of the matter is that even if you're going to daily Mass, everybody but everybody has little pockets of hard resistance to God's will. Little sins against the Holy Spirit lodging up right inside your heart. Little golden calves. Sometimes, the reason why God allows suffering into our lives is to smash our golden calves. We wail, we lament, but the fact of the matter is, there's no other way forward. If God could get you to heaven without ever having any suffering, He would, but sometimes He just has to smash your golden calf. Sometimes He can mold us like soft clay, but sometimes it's only by hammer blows that we ever come to Him. Something we need to keep in mind to keep our faith strong, to keep our love for God vibrant. And so for the faith to believe that God orders all things in our lives to bring us closer to Himself, let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saints Timothy and Titus, pray for us.